Robert Kipler, Robert R-O-B-E-R-T, Kipler, K-L-I-P-P-E-R. Date of birth is July 28th, 1947. This is for date of service, 12-7-2023. Mr. Clipper is a 76-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his evaluation of hypercalcemia. The patient states that he has had intermittent hypercalcemia for over the last year. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, Brewy, and a history of hyperthyroidism, for which he ended up having radioactive iodine ablation, not requiring any post-ablative thyroid hormone replacement. The patient reports symptoms of fatigue. He also reports a symptom of near syncope that first started in 2020. Since that time, he had experienced about 4 episodes of near syncope, and this was precipitated by anterior neck sensitivity. He has also had multiple carotid artery ultrasounds in the past, indicating about a 40 to 50% blockage. His last calcium was 10.5 milligrams per deciliter in the setting of a PTH of 98. He also had an echocardiogram some time ago, and it was normal. The patient recently had an episode in November of 2023 of near syncope, for which he describes as a displacement of some sort. Due to his cognitive displacement, he had a brain MRI and a brain CT scan, which did not show any acute findings. The patient exercises normally about 4 times per week on an indoor stationary bike. However, lately, after his syncopal episode, he has not eased into regular exercise as usual. The patient is a vegetarian and occasionally will eat fish. He denies any history of diabetes or any blood glucose disorders. Plan number one, for his hypercalcemia, this appears to be consistent with primary hyperparathyroidism. His serum calcium level is 10.5 milligrams per deciliter in the setting of a PTH of 98, which is elevated. My recommendation is to get confirmatory testing and repeat the PTH level, ionized calcium level, serum calcium level, and vitamin D level. We discussed options of treatment for primary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, for his history of radioactive iodine ablation for hyperthyroidism, comma, the patient had radioactive iodine ablation and is now euthyroid and not taking any thyroid hormone supplementation. Next number, for his history of near syncope episodes, I will order a neck soft tissue ultrasound. I will also order a carotid artery ultrasound as well to assess for any significant stenosis. The patient reports a history of partial stenosis of about 40 to 50% from previous carotid ultrasounds. At that time, he was on niacin supplementation and reports that his carotid artery ultrasounds improved with that supplement. Next number, noted the patient worked at a nuclear medicine lab, and that's where he had the radioactive iodine ablation. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, he is on atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.